Encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
Good evening. I'm Donald Gordon. Our program tonight centers about that happy rarity in the musical world, a child prodigy who really grows up to fulfill his youthful promise. Michael Rabin had just turned 14 when he made his network radio debut on the Telephone Hour, and he played with us 19 times more over the next 8 years. Michael was about 16 when his warm tone and fabulous technique sparked our first performance tonight, the Zigeunerweisen, or Gypsy Airs, by Pablo de Sarasate. Michael Rabin's very first telephone hour appearance, August 7th, 1950, when he was 14 years old, he played Mendelssohn's On Wings of Song. Here it is. Thank you. I'll be back with more encores from the Bell Telephone Hour after this message.
Just think, I could send my designs all over the world.
Fashion designer Mary Quant, creator of the miniskirt.
Of course, we have telephones over in England, but I never dreamed you could do such wild things with them. You know, here in the States, you can actually send drawings. I mean, pictures, right over the telephone system. To me, that's something else. Just think, I could send my designs all over the world just by picking up the telephone.
It isn't so much our telephones, Miss Quant. It's our network that links them together that makes the difference. The most extraordinary communication system in the world. It can take your call and, in a wink, switch it to any one of 102 million other telephone devices. On our nationwide network, anything goes. People talk, computer talk, pictures and drawings, anything. Instantly. Anytime, anywhere.
You're anywhere, anything, anytime network. AT&T.
Here's the Bell Telephone Orchestra with Arthur Benjamin's From San Domingo. Michael Rabin came by his talents naturally. His mother was a pianist and his father a violinist with the New York Philharmonic, and there was always a natural, spontaneous quality about his own performances that made them very special. This seemed all the more true when he played the Tchaikovsky Concerto. Here's the last movement. Michael Rabin and the Bell Telephone Orchestra playing the finale of Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto in D. I'll be back after this word from your telephone company.
Madame Gabriella Tucci, Metropolitan Opera star.
Telephone. You know, you have a telephone everywhere, even in small place. It is almost unusual, you know. And I love your, how you call it, push button, your touch-tone telephone. They are so delightful, so musical. I am very affectionate to the telephone.
We, too, have affection for our telephones, Madame Tucci. But it's our telephone network that gives us the most extraordinary communication system in the world. It can take your call and, in a wink, switch it to any one of 102 million other telephone devices. On our nationwide network, anything goes. People talk, computer talk, pictures and drawings, anything, instantly, anytime, anywhere.
You're anywhere, anything, anytime network. AT&T.
This is Donald Voorhees again. I do hope you enjoyed the superb performances by Michael Raven tonight, and that you'll be back with me next week at the same time when Mildred Miller and our chorus will bring you a Christmas program on Encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
This is the NBC Radio Network.